I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. The Trump administration has announced the creation of a nearly $1.8 billion fund to compensate President Trump's allies who believe they've been unjustly investigated and prosecuted. Democrats and government watchdogs described the arrangement as corrupt and unconstitutional. Republican voters in Northern Kentucky will choose between Representative Thomas Massie and challenger Ed Gallreen in today's House primary. Massie has been a thorn in the president's side for pushing for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files, opposing the war with Iran, and voting against Trump's signature tax legislation last year. Five other states will also hold primaries today. Russian President Vladimir Putin is traveling to China to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, less than a week after Trump wrapped up his own trip to Beijing. China is hoping to maintain stable relations with the U.S. while also preserving strong ties with Russia. I'm Marcela Sanchez.